to me. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. This is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Thank you for listening to WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. That was brought to you by Jordan. We're probably going to have to go ahead and sign off.
Yeah. Thank you so much to all our listeners.
Yeah, and to WMFO.
Yeah, it's been a great place to be and to hang out.
Yeah. Lots of love all around.
Yes.
All right. Jordan's going to finish out the set. We're going to stop now.
Bye, everyone.
This has been The Boys
Making Noise.
Dozen of bad affairs, but along came You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. Today is Tuesday, May 8th, 2018. This is episode number 109. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and we have Tayshawn and Tia.
What is up?
With us here
back
tonight.
And I am better.
GI's on the way. This guy's new record, Sacrifice, out now.
Awesome.
What's happening?
What's happening?
How you
Life
feeling?
Is happening. I feel much better than I did last week. Like last week, my head was pounding. I felt like I couldn't. I was like really drowsy too. I don't know what goes on when the seasons change. Like I'm all types of messed up. I can't even like walk. Like so, there'll be some days where it's like I can't leave bed. Like it just be wild. And that was literally Tuesday. But hopefully, my body will adjust and I'll be perfectly fine. I don't even know why that is though. It's just weird.
So like four times a year you just approach death?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Like it usually gets worse when it's like, you know, the transition from winter to spring.
Yeah.
Like that's when my body's gonna be like,
okay, all right.
Same.
People are tuned in. People like, they don't want to hear that.
Yeah, they want to hear about hip hop. Like,
okay, well,
hacking into the mic.
I mean, I just felt like. Okay, well.
Nah, it has been gross. I haven't felt great either. A little sinusy. It's the pollen is extra.
Oh no, I don't have allergies.
No, you just have.
It's just that one day where it's like I'm just dead, and then everything else is like perfectly all good. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, welcome back. We missed you.
I missed y'all.
We missed your energy. Although T and I did have a good talk, and if you guys missed that. You can go on iTunes, search LFOD Radio, or hit LFODradio.com, or just type LFOD anywhere, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, whatever. It's episode 108. Tia and I talked about a lot of stuff.
We definitely
did. A lot
did.
Of music we're rocking with, a lot of artists, a lot of events, and then we even got opinionated for a minute or two, so. Which is rare on here. We try to, you know, just talk about good things.
Yeah. So. No, I feel that. I mean, honestly. The one thing that I remember, because this is like the first time I heard you do this, but like Tia was playing a song and then someone said, Uncle Sam, you literally turned the mic on. It was like, I'm tired of the funny. Uncle Sam scrutiny. Don't mention my name. Don't throw shots at me. Mention me next time. I was rolling.
Yeah, man.
Oh my gosh. I was like, yo, I think that's like the first time that he's ever done something like this.
That's what you miss when you don't tune in live. So tune in live when you can, because we got to cut all the records out.
Cut all the records.
Yeah, no, I had enough.
The records. You know?
We don't play records from artists we know that, you know, use my name in vain.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's lazy writing.
Yeah, of course. Because then it's
with
like
a new metaphor.
It's like they have to over-explain it in the DMs. Like, yeah. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the other Uncle Sam, but it's like, nah, but there's only one.
There's only one now.
You out here. You're on my turf.
Yo, my ego doesn't need this, though. We gotta chill. What's up with you, Tia?
Tia is tired, but she's hype. Woo woo.
Okay.
Why is Tia hype?
Because she's about to be done with finals.
Okay.
So that means partying all summer. Going on week long party benders.
Is that what you do?
That is not what I do. I stay at home and listen to music and watch Netflix.
Okay.
Sadly.
Why is that sad?
Because that is not the life I'm trying to live.
Okay, so let's get it then. We'll get it this summer.
Oh.
What kind of life are you trying to live, though?
Trying to live that turn-up lifestyle.
Okay, we can't party with you, though, because we'll go to jail.
I can't.
Yeah.
She was partying with whole YouTubers, though.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, well, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not going to... Yeah. Anyway, so... We got a lot to talk about, or I have a lot to talk about, because this weekend was dope. Actual dope. Saturday, I was over at Mass Apparel for overtime. Do you guys know about this?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, my man Bakari JB went in there and he recorded 10 songs in 8 hours. Basically, the Shift series is something we rock with heavy, and they do that every other month over there. They have a producer or a producer team, production team come in. They clock in for 8 hours, however many beats they make. That's however many beats they make. And then Mo Pope had the idea, shout out to Mo, to use those beats and have MCs do the flip side. So Bakari got to pick from beats from all the previous shifts. He has some stuff from John Glass, Billy Loman, Melks, You know, you can see the whole list over on Audio Mac, and you can find the link in our tweets and Facebook and stuff like that. But it was crazy. He went in. Like, if you haven't heard the project, oh, he went in. Like, each song, I didn't even know Bakari had hooks like that. He was saying some stuff, too. He was definitely saying a few things about a lot of current issues. He said your street cred is maxed out. Mm. He was going in, so... Anyway, shout out to Bizo. There's a lot of records on there. That's Overtime. And we got some videos coming out from that, too, and a
really?
Few other
Do we
things.
Have any songs that we're going to play?
So I have the whole record, but I don't have the clean ones. And I know. Shabazz. Come on, man.
Why, man?
So all
Shabazz,
you,
man.
All you engineers, just get in the habit. When you finish recording a record, bounce that clean version. Your artists will love you. They'll say, this dude... Not only he got me on the radio, I wouldn't have thought of that. You would think of that later after I hit you up, and then you have to hit him up, and then you got to pay for more studio time, and it's a back and forth. So just, you know, if you engineers want to get people coming back, take that extra step, think of it for the artist, you know, and all you artists try to get that in your automated, you know, rollout plan.
Exactly.
Y'all got to get Audacity. Like 10 minutes. Yeah.
Y'all got to get Audacity.
So
Sam put us
we
on
do
that.
Have the record. Yep, get the Audacity. You know, select, reverse, repeat. But yeah, Bizo went in, so we're gonna definitely be playing it next week.
Yes,
one of the songs on it is clean, and I'm waiting for him to text me which one, because one of them he didn't swear on, but I cannot roll those dice. but it's dope for sure.
Just turn the volume down.
Yeah. And then the other announcement. So we had that going on. Also, we're going to be involved, not this weekend, but next weekend, King of the Dot is coming back to, oh, geez.
Wow.
My breath, my soul just jumped out of my body. Yo.
Yo, King of the Dot is coming back to the Middle East, and we're going to be involved in that. They're doing a cypher next Friday night, so we're going to be in the building there.
Fun.
So.
My soul just jumped out of my body, dog. My soul just jumped out of my body.
I didn't know you were into the battle scene.
Yo,
like that.
Are you kidding me?
I had no idea.
I love battle rap. I absolutely love battle rap. I've been literally studying it and like following battle rap for like years now.
Well, they got some big names on this one.
Like who?
Well, like some big names.
Like, what do you mean like some big names?
Well, they're announcing them as they go. So they're doing it kind of dope. They're going to announce all the rappers. But the cards are going to be a surprise. So you're going to find out who's battling who once you get to the event.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I know Chilla's on it. I know, you know, they're going to have some legends from out here. And then they're also going to have...
Charlie Cleops.
They're going to have... It's going to be dope. So stay tuned because we're going to have a lot more info from that. Who's your favorite right now?
Who's my favorite battle rapper?
Right now.
See... I don't know, man. Honestly, Chess was my favorite for a little bit.
Okay.
I really like Chess, and I really like Tay Rock. I like Tay Rock because of his delivery, and also because his rhymes are like hella funny. But high key, Chess, I really like Chess. He had like a really good battle with DNA, and then he had that duo battle with DNA and Kayshawn, like, and that one was nuts. Honestly, like he's just nice. Like honestly, I actually ended up hearing a song from him, like outside of the battle scene, and it was really good.
That's
like he's a really good recording artist.
A lot of times they can't transition.
Yeah, like but he's a really good recording artist. Like it was like immaculate. Like literally I wasn't sure what the name of the
immaculate?
Song was. Yeah, immaculate. Yo, like it was stellar.
It's the energy we've been missing.
Like it was stellar. I was like, whoa. Honestly, like when I heard him as a battle rapper, I was like, all right, cool. Like he's a good battle rapper, but like honestly, I didn't really expect like him to be like much of a good, like, you know, recording artist. Then I heard that song and I was like, yo, he's filthy. And it just made me look at all of his other stuff. Like, it made me rewatch it again. And I was just like, yeah. Like, Chess is an artist that is a battle rapper that you just have to listen to over and over again just so you can really catch his stuff. Because, like, people have been sleeping on him for a minute because, like, he's, like, one of those artists where it's, like, you just have to, like, kind of, like, you know, listen to
it
over and over. Yeah, exactly. Like, he's kind of, like, he kind of, like, takes after, like, Loaded Lux in that regard because Loaded's the same way. Like... you kind of watch a Loaded Lux battle like at least two or three times before you understand everything. And even then, you probably wouldn't understand everything that he says. You know what I mean?
Which is, you know, a good and a bad thing, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yo, G.I.S. is downstairs, so we're going to get him in a minute. But I actually do have one clean Chilla Jones record. Yeah. So we're going to play
one
that.
One clean Chilla
Jones.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, it's off that terminology, Shut Up and Rap. Shout out to Billy Loman.
Shout out to Billy Loman.
This is Billy Loman's introduction to the Boston scene back in December 2014. God, it's been that long, Billy?
Sheesh.
Oh, my God. I feel like it was just yesterday. this is Can't Take It Anymore off Shut Up and Rap. It's actually got Chilla, Cortez, and DJ Doo-Wop on it. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back with G.I.'s after this.
What's poppin', y'all? This from DJ Doo-Wop. I'm in a building with 300 MCs that's about to go in. First up, reppin' Boston, Mass. He stay schemin'. Ayo, Chilla Jones, set it off, Playboy. Come on.
Can't take it anymore. You better recognize these pupils is cornier than ever, so I'm wrecking eyes. Pushing up on a top spot is exercise. They flow plain, and that's why I won't let it fly. Turn more tour out in Europe, schooling me on the game like look at the scoreboard, homie. You're up. You batter, then every batter swinging now. You're up. I guess I got a floss now. Every battle'll get a loss now. Got every major city screaming Boss Town. Check the news and respect the views. I'm fire, just set the fuse. I'm a guillotine, extra sharp, trying to get ahead so you next to lose. You can't overlook me when leagues overbook me. Me afraid, them cats kitten, I ain't close to Easter. Never showing fair, so quote it clear, call me Chipper. Cause Jones been brave his whole career, I can't take it.
Damn. I told you I'm in the house with three monsters, straight up. DJ Doo-Wop, that's how we do this right here.
Raised with them capos, triple beam scale, saran wrap, blanco, re-up, guapo. This cheese, nachos, inspired by the game. I'm yelling, free El Chapo. I'm street smart, nah, I don't know what your man think. Idiot, Shadiri, and Frank. Respect is much more than just a handshake. I'm staring, still rotting, no willing until I can't break. Boss me, off of my hand, but never force me. I'm no angel, handing out wings, if cross me. I'm grinding on the wake up, let it sit by the coffee. Revenge bittersweet, that's why these chicken be salty. I'm smoking, getting hurt. Started thinking dollars and I moved up. Three O's and started thinking commas. Yeah, I'm from the zoo. From them llamas, gotta keep it a buck. I wouldn't change for Obama, can't say.
Wow. Saying no, Cortez goes in, baby, baby. Up next, though, Taboricua, brother, brother. Reppin' that Lawrence Mass. Reppin' that ST squad. What up, what up? Right. Reppin' show off and all that, all that. He calls himself the Super MC. Terminology.
Yeah.
You ready, Playboy? Just Bill, some twins.
I'm the greatest. Got two lasers like Darth Vader's. 4-5 with an F-beam that's calibrated. Give it a little kick, it'll open your soul. And let the vultures pluck the eyeballs out of your skull. Fuck a collab, I could get you snuffed on the ab. Bucked in the stab, pistol whipping stuffed in the cab. You a small guy, spreading all them immature lies. Make me wanna pull a joker, stab this pen in your eyes. I hate you like I hate cops. Chase you down for 8 blocks. Hit you in the stomach and have you burning like spray shots. Make me wanna spray shots, snatch a rollie, take clocks. It's getting out of hand this time, you know. Take it off, run it. The last one you would think had done it, cause you changed over them dollars. Couldn't keep it 100. Give me patience for a pistol whip his face in, and use the blood for my little daughter's face paintings.
Damn,
I can't take
slow down, turn. The mic is officially dead. Rest in peace to the microphone tonight. I told you I was in here with straight monsters. Real MCs, baby. Boston, Mass. Brooklyn, New York. Lawrence, Mass. Y'all was represented so beautifully tonight. DJ Doo-Wop, I'm signing off right now. I can't even say nothing else, man. This is crazy. Salute hip-hop.
It's not a question of what I'm going to do. It's not a question. watch him put it all in these bars. They say
it's not a question,
it's not a doubt in my mind. I see the plot, I'm looking out for what's mine. They say
it's not a question,
it's not a question at all. I sit and watch him put it all in these bars. They say
it's not a question,
I write my life in the lines and take what's rightfully mine. It's no question. I used to view my worth as different. I grew up in a church as Christian. Kids threw rocks at the house we lived in. And dead rats in our backyard. Who did this? Few suspicions, abusive visions, accused of mixing. I'm used to this, but it's useless to use wisdom when you've been pigeon holding, told it should never amount to nothing. No potential so essential, it sent you down an eventual spiral. I read the Bible, I quoted scriptures. I used to meet on Saturdays with the Jehovah's Witness. We had a debate over the race and those brochure pictures. I read it in my eye and he sighed back and said it was sickness, no forgiveness, and no credentials to make the claim. He's just regurgitating what he had been taught first. I'll take the blame, I'll take the crown, rip out the jewels and feed the people. The one rapper to lyrically move the needle, no question.
It's not a question
at all. I sit and watch and put it all in these bars. They say
it's not a question,
it's not a doubt in my mind. I see the plot, I'm looking out for what's mine. They say
it's
not a question at all. I sit and watch and put it all in these bars. They say
it's not a question,
I write my life in the lines and take what's rightfully mine. It's no question. Every day's a f- gimmick and every play's a new facade. Every master of ceremonies, a master of mirage. It is masquerading, the matter's baiting, the masses waiting, emasculating in facet, a portrait of blackness that's betraying. Or agitating to Tinseltown with a stencil down. They trace with a haste that is based on the potential found. And urban dollars and demographics through simple tactics. They taxing the poorest of people, the illest equipped to match it. Attached to comics, we marvel at they barrage instead of the real life superheroes. El Hajj, Malik Shabazz, I beat the odds. Took a page from his art to buy, thought I ought to try to find some understanding. I stand on my own. Are y'all surprised? Are y'all divided? We all are biased. Who's throwing stones? Your glass house was constructed upon a mobile home. So fragile and brittle, that's why they have to be little. The true future is destined without a question.
It's not a question.
It's not a question at all. I sit and watch and put it all in these bars. They say
it's not a question,
it's not a doubt in my mind. I see the plot, I'm looking out for what's mine. They say
it's
not a question at all. I sit and watch and put it all in these bars. They say
it's not a question,
I write my life in the lines and take what's rightfully mine. It's no question.
Your sacrifice, and God will answer with success. Your faith is proven by your sacrifice, because you believe in it and it is killing you, but for a higher purpose you stand, and you stand, and you endure.
They say that timing is everything. And me, I'm designed for the center stage. And don't give a damn how a hater say. When I'm at a level they'll never reach. They witness me struggle and sacrifice. And still turn a blind eye to what they see. But I kept that faith in my God above. Cause I know that he can see everything.
And still yet to reach the rewards I'm owed. I pray that I'm blessed in the afterlife. Live long enough to reach for all my goals. I know that my time is coming. Said I know that my time is coming. I've been practicing patience, but I'm done waiting. Lord, I'm just trying to function. Cut down on that loud consumption. But my mind was so cloudy, wasn't it? Guess it could have been worse, the gift and the curse. I could have served time for hustling, but you knew my heart was pure. Just trying to calm the storm. Why I give thanks for God and my spirit from out of that darkness, Lord. I'm black, I could never be racist, despite the fact they keep telling me fake scripts. My grandmother's dealing with cancer while I'm fighting to sell any case. Man, that timing just couldn't be worse. Though ironically couldn't be any better, cause the truth is I die for her. But it's that that made me get my shit together. Every night that I dream, I see the future. It's so bright that the gleam could be seducing. I'll admit it's been times I thought of quitting. Turning God, he told me that they need the music. So fuck it, I do it for him. In the public, I do it for them. Truth be told though, I do it for me. Cause we all know he lives within.
They say that timing is everything. In me, I'm designed for the center stage. And don't give a damn how a hater say, cause I'm at a level they'll never reach. They witness me struggle and sacrifice, and still turn a blind eye to what they see. But I kept that faith in my God above, cause I know that he can see everything.
Everything.
The hunger inside him, I've been touched by the hands of God. Most cutting bitch struggles that I've lived, blessed with the passion of Christ. You've been struggling half of my life, cause they see what I do with a pen, and still somehow it doesn't suffice. Amazing, you crazy. Most of them love me, few of them hate me. Guess it's a blessing, but shit, I've been stressing, attending too many of these funerals lately. I just want a peace of mind. Swear to God, I just want a peace of mind. But tell me low when everybody's walking in the dark and lacks wisdom, who the hell is gonna lead the blind? Yes, I'm living my life in the moment. That's why I'm praying to Christ for atonement. Truth is the music is bigger than me, and that is why literally I'm so focused. I mean literally I'm so focused. I said literally I'm so focused. Pray my wisdom increase when I'm killing these beats in the vision to see like a Moses. Every night that I dream, I see the future. It's so bright that the gleam could be seducing. I'll admit it's been times I thought of quitting. Turning God, he told me that they need the music. So fuck it, I do it for him. In the public, I do it for them. Truth be told, though, I do it for me. Cause we all know he lives within.
They say that talent is everything. In me, I'm designed for the center stage. And don't give a damn how a hater say, cause I'm at a level they'll never reach. They witness me struggle and sacrifice, and still turn a blind eye to what they see. But I keep that faith in my God above, cause I know that he can see everything.
Everything.
We're back with G.I.'s in the building.
Chit.
What's happening, man?
What's good, Sam? How you doing, man?
I'm great.
Much appreciation for being here, my brother.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming through.
Yeah.
What's happening with you these days?
What's not happening with me, I should say, man. Just getting back in town, to be honest with you. Been on this sacrifice press run for quite some time now. And now gearing up to go to... this West Coast run.
Oh yeah,
top of June. So
nice.
Yeah,
what are you doing out there?
7-8 state tour. Starts in Seattle. Then it's going to like San Francisco, San Jose, two shows in L.A., Vegas, Colorado, and like two other places.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
If people are tuned in from those places, where can they find those dates? All on GIsmusic.com?
Yeah, so you can, I mean, GIsmusic.com will have the ultimate dates when we finalize. There's like two locations kind of toward the end of the tour we're trying to finalize. So right now, you can just go to my Instagram.
Okay.
I'll be updating on a regular basis. I normally post whatever the newest promo material for that week is, so yeah, go to my IG page, G.I.'s Music.
Yep, and everything's the same,
exactly.
Which we appreciate.
Exactly.
G.I.'s Music.
Yeah.
It's not your first time out west. I was looking some stuff up. I found a YouTube video of you at Roscoe's.
Yeah. That's super throwback. That's when I was actually on a small independent. I mean, I'm still independent, but I was a super independent West Coast trip I took right around the time I put out It's Only the Beginning project, which was my first project. Yeah, that's been a minute, man. You did some research, my brother.
I had this. Yeah. We need to know who's coming in.
Yeah. I like it.
It was only the beginning. So you've been, you know, on this journey for a while now. What led you to where you're at today with Sacrifice?
You know, Sacrifice for me, I mean, the song just meant a lot. You know, it kind of was a depiction of what I'm going through right now, or what I was going through specifically at the time that I made that record. And I just felt like it was a message that people would be able to connect to, because there's some sort of sacrifice required with everything in life, whether you want to be a radio DJ, whether you want to be a garbage man, whether you want to be an artist, there's some sort of sacrifice required in order to make it from one level to the next. So I just felt like, you know, it was kind of the necessary time, and it gave me a chance to talk about you know, my life where it's at right now, and answer some of the questions on the music side as well for my fans who you know who've been following me for quite some time. So it was a chance for me to reintroduce myself, you know.
So like, what was one of the biggest sacrifices that you've made?
I mean, to be honest, man, the song explains like a lot, man. But my grandmother, who passed away, who I was taking care of, was a very, very, very big inspiration for this song. She passed away from cancer back in December.
Condolences.
I appreciate it, man. And so, you know, this record, in a lot of ways, was like a dedication to her. Was a kind of like a depiction of where my life was at the moment, and I would honestly say that's the biggest sacrifice, you know, taking care of her. She took care of me for quite some time growing up, you know what I mean? So I kind of got a chance to repay it back kind of toward the end of her life, you know what I mean? Had to sacrifice a lot in order to accomplish that feat, but I wouldn't change it for the world, you know?
Yeah, man, there's... I was talking to someone else about this the other day. There's some people I know who are the most talented artists I've ever met, but life things come up, they deal with that, and I respect that so much more than ignoring that and be I'm gonna be a rapper. You know, so you know, condolences. But that's
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
So you know, did you always? I know you've talked about God before in your music, but never on this level. Did that bring you closer? Did you have something happen?
Never on this level. I just you know I would say all of my spiritual roots they came from her. You know what I mean? As in most cultural families, you know what I mean? It starts with the grandparents who pass it down to the parents who pass it down to the kids, and you kind of catch it like that. So my grandmother, my great-grandmother, like, you know, instilled a lot of spiritual discipline, if you will, you know what I mean? Growing up, so yeah, I mean that I can't quite say that was the direct answer to that, but this, you know, the music kind of speaks. When I heard the beat, which is produced by my homie Maniac out of DC, it was just kind of, you know, that's what the message of the music spoke to me. So that's what that's what I delivered. I'm just a messenger.
Yeah, you know? Of course. So you're going on this run. You got this tour.
Yep.
You're doing the promo run. Do you have more music coming? Are you building towards an album? Are we just doing singles?
To be honest, I'm like 60, 70 songs in on this project. You guys have only heard Sacrifice. I think I might have gave you like a random leak for clean record purposes.
Maybe.
I'm gearing up to get the next single release next month. I'm going to put out some kind of special in between then, just to kind of keep the people going in the meantime, in between time. And then, so yeah, the ultimate goal is to put out a project. What I want to do right now, though, is I'm kind of working toward building up a momentum. So Sacrifice would be the first of a few singles to release, and then we're going to work towards a project. At this point, I'm kind of up in the air with some of the title names. I got a couple in mind, but... Yeah, the ultimate goal is to put out the project. So I'm above and beyond the music quota at this particular point. Now it's more just about the strategy and how I put the music out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Which is important.
Yeah.
Almost more important than the
exactly,
music.
Exactly. Yeah,
so, but man. So we got Sacrifice. We got more music coming. Do you want to leak this record?
I mean, so I'll say, man, Uncle Sam was the first in the country to get this record. You know what I mean? So, you know, please let's be clear. You know what I mean?
World premiere.
LFOD Radio will get the world premiere. You know what I mean? This joint is it's a record called Picture Me Rolling. It's like an ode to Tupac, if you will. Completely different spin on the original Tupac Picture Me Rolling record, but it's for those that are familiar with Mr. Shakur's catalog, you'll find that there's some small similarities to the record. And it's featuring a singer by the name of Cynthia Rose on the chorus with me.
That's what's up. It's mixed by Fresh from D.E.
Yeah,
I've been hearing his name everywhere lately.
So Fresh super, super dope artist, but he's also probably one of the busiest engineers in the city. He great artist, great friend, super talented, And yeah, I mean, he's got some stuff coming out too. I think he just put out a single with Michael Christmas, if I'm not incorrect, man. That should be pretty dope. So check that out, man, when you get
that's
a chance.
What's up? Showing love. Yeah, and he makes clean records. Shout out to him for that.
He
for
does, and he cleaned this for the boy.
For
you know what I'm saying?
Cleaning them up.
You know.
All right, so we got that world premiere. We're gonna play that Picture Me role, and you can literally only hear it right now. And so I hope you're tuned in. We'll be back with GIs after this. You got any questions, add us at @LiveFreeODRadio on Twitter, @LFODRadio everywhere else. We'll be back with GIs. Tune into Live Free or Die Radio.
Thank you.
MKI Beats.
Think we gon' stop and no, we won't stop, I'm on my grind and I won't waste 1 minute. Thank God that I woke today, that's why I go hard from start to the finish. Picture me rolling, yeah. I said picture me rolling. Could you picture me rolling? Yeah. I said picture me rolling. Could you picture me rolling?
Picture me rolling.
Picture me rolling.
I said picture me rolling in that S6. A couple of chicks just ashing out sticks from swishers we smoking. CMB, throw your fours up. I said CMB, throw your fours up. Can't wait till I slide through in that vented door with them doors up. Hopping out with my four tongue. Case on board, but I'm focused on this money called a that the orc bus. I'm in it out that coupe quick. Bike a denim and new kicks. I told her quick, get dressed. We got reservations at Ruth Chris. Filet mignon with the asparagus. The wait is done, I can't prepare with his. Cause we came from slums and now we sailing ships. The legend just begun, who could compare to this? I'm trying to top the charts of young Michael Jack. Hit for hit, you know back to back. Why you choose to spend me, I'd rather stack. Cause my future's lit, I see platinum black slide.
Pray to make it on top and now we on top, Haters think we gon' stop and no we won't stop, I'm on my grind and I won't waste 1 minute. Thank God that I woke today, that's why I go hard from start to the finish. Picture me rolling, yeah. I said picture me rolling. Could you picture me rolling? Yeah. I said picture me rolling. Could you picture me rolling?
Picture me rolling in that S6. Picture me rolling. Fly as it gets. Picture me rolling. At award shows taking pics. Picture me rolling. Cause we nominated for them hits. Picture me rolling.
Pray to make it on top and now we on top, Haters think we gon' stop and no we won't stop, I'm on my grind and I won't waste 1 minute. Thank God that I woke today, that's why I go hard from start to the finish.
Picture me rolling.
Picture me rolling. Picture me rolling.
Picture me rolling.
Could you picture me rolling?
Picture me rolling.
Yeah. I said picture me rolling. Could you picture me rolling?
Cheer, it's your man G.I.'s, and you're now tuning to LFOD Radio. We in the building.
Yeah. Picture me rolling.
So I was wondering, what would you like classify your style of rap as? Because it seems like you have like a couple of different things that you do.
Yes, like, yes. I'm very multifaceted. I would probably say that's the best way to describe it. I had to take a quote from the late great Tupac Shakur again. I think I'm many things to many people in different times. So, you know, you may view me under one light because you've met me under one particular circumstance or heard me under one specific viewpoint. And then you may turn around and meet me under another and hear a different type of song. I mean, I make all different types of music. My original format would be more of like a lyricist, bar spitter, battle rap arena. That was the original arena I started off. And then, my music just... it's evolved over time because I got a history of being not just from Boston, but I also lived in Houston. So I got like a down south origin that was before this whole wave of down south music was popular. Mm-hmm. So, and you can hear hints of that in the influence of my music today. So it's kind of like a culmination of all of the things that have influenced me, if
so
you will.
What initiated like all that change?
I'm human, you know what I mean? Some days I wake up, I want to talk about sacrifice. I want to talk about something heart-wrenching and pain-filled. Other days I want to do a song like Picture Me Rolling, something fun, something happy, something that feels like California, something that feels like sunny weather, you know what I mean? Other times it's snowing outside and it's Tim Boot weather and you got your hoodie on and you need something that's gritty and something that's got some substance to it, you know what I mean? So it's just the mood of how I'm feeling at that specific time I'm making the music.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Real quick before you shot Jay Tronius one time.
Oh yeah.
The Trony feature.
Yeah, man.
That's fun. Did you link up with him when you were down in Houston, or meet him in Boston?
No, I got a few records with Tronius. I did something with him for my first project. It's only the beginning. Record called That Good. That's for all my 420 friendly individuals. That's what that song is representative for. Dope record, classic record. We've done a couple songs since, but yeah, nah, he was just a great dude, man. I met him a few years back. We cut a couple records, and you know, we've been cool, you know, ever since. And then the connection that him and I had, aside from the music, was he had the Texas background, and I also had the Texas background. The difference was I was a Bostonian that had some Texas history, and he was a Texan that had some Boston history. So that was kind of how we related. Yeah.
Word. Shout out to Charlie.
Super dope, man.
Yeah. You mentioned that you like, you know, was diving into the rap battle scene. Mm-hmm. So like, mm-hmm. What was your record?
Man, it was a small, short-lived record, man. I might have got into like 5 battles in my battling era days. Yeah. I don't know. I know I lost like 1 or 2 of them, so I guess I'll say 3 for 2. I guess I don't know.
Honestly, we're just gonna say that you won every single rap.
I mean, let's say it. You know what I'm saying? For the nostalgia. I mean, I won them all, man.
Oh no, of course. Yeah. Did you get back into it though?
I doubt it, man. Only reason I say that is because my music is just so far beyond that realm now.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, some days I wake up and I want to chew your head off, and I want to, you know, spit 100 syllable bars where each individual syllable rhymes with the next one that connects to the next one. And then other days I'm like, yo, this beat's hard. I just want to do something that's like,
hey,
you know what I mean? Yeah, so it's, yeah. So, you know, and that might not work for the battle scene anymore.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So, and then I just like to create, man. I think my music has been turned into, more than, and I say it in the song Sacrifice, it's bigger than me at this point.
Yeah.
I kind of use the music at this point kind of like for like a platform to be able to speak on other issues, whether it be social, economical, whatever it is, man. So, you know, the music affords me the opportunity to be able to speak on some of the things I need to speak on that I wouldn't be able to in the battle arena. But yeah. I got the utmost respect and admiration for those that are in that field. I mean, y'all played a record earlier featuring a cat that like I remember him being a young dude battling, like coming up under me, and like to see how far he's gone.
You mean Chilla Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To see how far he's gone is incredible. I remember when Chilla was just doing music before he was a battle. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. yeah, I got some history on me, you know what I mean? So I remember like an early Chilla, like before he was doing the battle rap. So to see where he's gone with that, yeah, he's made tremendous strides, you know what I mean? He's one of the significant battle rappers in this era of hip hop at this point. So kudos and pass on the back to that man. He's a beast, man.
Yeah, shout out Chilla. Yeah. Yo. Like, so you feel like kind of like the music that you make now, it's less self-serving as like the as it once was, I would say?
No, it's actually more self-serving because I'm way more aware of the tool, you know what I mean? I think, man, when my earlier music, I was just like a starving, hungry, chew your head off MC. I didn't really quite understand the power that I was yielding with the words, you know what I mean, that I was saying. I just was trying to impress you by trying to out-rap you, you know what I mean? Now I understand how powerful the music is. So I'll give you a song like Sacrifice where it's I call that like a hybrid song, like meaning like It's not a boom bap record, but it's not a 808 turn up record either. You know what I mean? It's got elements of both. It's got lyricism, but it also has this beat that's kind of like you can still rock to it. You can still rock to it. Still has some 808. Still got some southern kick to it. But I'm saying something with substance. But it has a melodic chorus to it. So it's kind of like, what are you giving me? Are you kind of giving me all the elements? You're kind of giving me a little bit of the nostalgia with your bars, but you're giving me like a newer feel with your chorus and this like melodic sound, yeah, and this kind of like newer age beat that's not boom bap, but it's not like, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of fusing. I've kind of found a pocket where I'm able to like fuse this newer millennial sound with like the nostalgia of the lyrics and kind of bring it all together with harmonies and these melodic choruses that kind of make it seem like, oh, okay, he's got like a touch of the lyrical history in him, but he sounds new. He sounds fresh. He sounds like right now, though. Mm-hmm. That's what this evolution of me has become. You know what I mean?
So it's like the 90s, like one of your favorite eras of like hip hop, and you're just trying to infuse that into the now, right?
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It definitely is. But I mean, to go back to what I was saying earlier, I also got the Southern influence. So I'm kind of like one of those East Coast dudes that was like, yo, but I like that stuff though, you know what I'm saying? Like I wasn't like the dude. I was like, what? He rhymed cat in a hat with a bat. You can't do that. You know what I mean? Like when the dudes out here was like, if you didn't have 160 syllables all in your 116 punchline, then you wasn't really spitting. I was a dude like, yo, I actually rap like that, yeah, but I do have an appreciation for a dope beat, a cool chorus, a dope flow. Like, I can appreciate that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but sometimes dudes be rapping like that and they still don't be saying nothing, really.
I mean, a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times. You know what I mean? But I think we've come to, like, an era where it's not even... I think the music is more about the sound and the feeling it gives you versus what you're saying now.
Yeah.
I think that the era that you're talking about, the 90s, I think it was, like, what you're saying. And then we're going to culminate that with your sound and your message. And then we'll give you whatever we feel off that. Now it's like, it's what's your vibe. Sound? What's your vibe? What's your feel? Yeah. Like, you
that's
may not even
changed,
be.
Though.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just more emphasis on it. Yeah.
I got to ask you. So mm-hmm. you got these different sounds, these different mm-hmm. fusing. Someday you wake up one day, you feel one way. Mm-hmm. Another day, you feel another. Mm-hmm. If you had to have one message mm-hmm. that you wanted people to take overall mm-hmm. from your music, mm-hmm. what would that be?
Stay true to who you are.
Okay.
Stay true to who you are. Sacrifices is that record, exactly. Shout out my man Bedlam in the back. You know what I'm saying? I just got to give him a big shout out. You know, he's been holding me down throughout the duration of this process. It would be stay true to yourself because, you know, the integrity that I have in my music, it still resonates whether I do a song like Sacrifice or whether I do a song like Pitching Me Rolling or, you know, when you get to start to unveil and start to hear my catalog, you'll hear like a common underlying consistency in the sound, in the message, whether it's conveyed through a more upbeat record that's a little more party friendly, or whether it's a little more female shorty orientated, or whether it's one of the deep ones like Sacrifice, the common underlying tone is still the same. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. So one thing I wanted to talk to you about, sort of away from the artistry mm-hmm, of it all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the reason, one of the things that caught my interest about mm-hmm. you is you were in here, you were sitting in the background when we were doing one of our other episodes, mm-hmm. I think one of the New England Hip Hop episodes, mm-hmm. and Bedlam was like, you know, there's someone in this room who's got a Netflix feature, mm-hmm. placement, mm-hmm. you don't even know,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about the way you move mm-hmm, through mm-hmm. the industry, because I think, you know, you've been around and people know who you are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You get a lot of love because you have been true to yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's still a lot of people who might not know who GS
exactly,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're making more moves than some of them. So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. There's different ways. Could you talk mm-hmm. a little bit about your approach to moving through the game?
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. So I got a publishing company. It's called CMB Publishing. I'm also a partner in a booking agency called Capital Front Booking. Each of which are business entities that have kind of forwarded my music, if you will. So the first, to answer your question, would be the publishing company. This is kind of how I got, like, you know, the placements. 13 Reasons Why on Netflix, I got a placement with. I'm also on SportsCenter currently. I'm on a show called Music Moguls, which is like a hip-hop reality TV series. I'm also on Big Banging Car Theory. I got like 15 or 16 different different like television and film placements.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I'd be lying if I sat here and told you like I was just like some, you know, some genius that overnight came up with this huge Pinky in the Brain plan on how I was going to take over the music industry from Boston and I was going to conquer all these different lanes and find new outlets and ideas. It really just came out of necessity. I couldn't get placements. I couldn't get my music in certain areas of the world that I wanted to aside from putting out my own product. So I came up with a publishing company. From there, I met a company out of LA that did stuff for film and TV, kind of linked with them, introduced a publishing company idea. We started cutting records. One thing led to the next. I got my first placement maybe like 2 years ago on Power. And that was like, that kicked off everything. And then from there, I got more, another one and another one, another one. And then, you know, we're kind of here where we are now, where I'm about 14, 15 placements in. And then on the booking agency side, Capital Front Booking. So that's what is the tour that I'm going to be on. So I sponsor my own tours along with the collective, my team, which I got to give all credit to first and foremost. Again, I'm going to shout out Bedlam and the rest of my squad. That basically another thing came out of necessity. Couldn't get the proper shows booked. Couldn't get the proper venues to pay attention to what I was trying to do. My partner decided that, you know, he wanted to step away from the music. Big shout out Chris Davis. He wanted to step away from the music. He wanted to kind of do stuff that was more orientated with shows. In the initial beginning, I didn't know whether to take him too serious because we've been doing music together since the beginning. Yeah. And so there's been times where both of us have kind of pulled away from the music for whether we were jaded, whether it was life, whatever the case may be.
Right.
So I just thought maybe he just needed some time away, you know. He'll come back ready to, you know, hit the booth. That didn't end up happening. He really just started going deeper and deeper and deeper onto the show side. So obviously, by nature, being that it was my partner, we started to put together more and more plans for what was going on. And now at this point, you know, we're three tours in, I should say. A number of different events. Fresh off of South by Southwest, I had the five shows there. I've done countless amounts of different shows throughout the duration of that time. And I mean, it's been consistently going since. But I mean, to answer the question, it really just came out of kind of, you know, having my back to the wall and trying to figure out new outlets and abilities and possibilities, I should say, to be able to get my music and what I'm doing out there. And, you know, I was kind of forced into a position where I had to figure out an innovative way to keep myself relevant, and that was what it was.
That's dope, man. And I was talking about this with First Official at Master Perilous Weekend. It's like you need the passion because if you have passion, you're gonna do the stuff that you need to, like. If you're not in it like that, you're not gonna find that way. So that's dope that you found a way to do it. And do you guys do placements for other people? Like, do you want people hitting you up?
No, I mean, please. GI's music, again, all my platforms. Please, artists, R&B singers, songwriters, producers, all of the above. I mean, there's opportunity on the artist side from the booking agency to be able to get you shows, tours, etc. And then on the publishing company side, I'm always looking for new artists. I'm always looking for new producers. I'm always looking for songwriters. There's opportunity to expand. And I'm always looking for dope artists that, you know, that are hungry and want to get their music placed on larger platforms, you know.
That's what's up. Yeah. But until then, Sacrifice is
indeed
out now.
Indeed.
Let's focus on that.
Indeed.
It's on everywhere. Tidal, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple.
Check that video out too, man. The video's dope. Yeah, CEO Videos, man. Shot that.
CEO Videos.
Yeah.
At GI's Music on everything.
Yes, sir.
T is going to ask you the most important question of
Please.
The night right
yes.
now.
What does live free or die mean to you?
Live free or die to me. To me, it means to live your truth. And within your truth, you are setting yourself free. And if you're not living within your truth, then you're not free. So live free or die. Live in your truth or suffer the consequences of it. Dun, 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 dun.
Interesting.
Interesting. I think that
vowels. Yeah. Vowels. Yeah. Yo, y'all need man. To watch that designer video if you don't understand the context of vowels and ad libs.
He gave away too much game.
Yeah, he did. He gave away some free game.
He should have kept that.
Nah. See, he should have kept that because now I'm gonna go crazy with vowels.
I don't want to hear you next album.
Yeah, my next album is gonna be. My next project is gonna be just straight up just vowels.
Yeah,
like it's gonna be named vowels.
I think it's gonna be a hit in kindergarten.
Yeah, exactly. It is.
So you see how Sam's got the LFOD?
Yeah,
it's gonna say A E I O U on the shirt. We get it. We like it.
Yeah,
we like
it's
it.
A new spin-off.
Yeah.
That's gonna be amazing.
And sometimes wise on the back. You know?
Yo, that's gonna be our new shirt. You can get that at LFODapparel.com. Now, so we got like 2 more minutes. So, is there anything you want people to know that they do not know yet?
They should know that Sacrifice is out now on all your digital streaming platforms. Sacrifice the video is out on YouTube. I will be on tour starting June 1st through the 14th. Go to GEYZ Music, which is GEYEZ music.com for more information, or go to at GEYZ Music. That's Instagram, that's Twitter, that's Facebook, all of my social media platforms. And you know, check for your boy, man. I got new music coming soon, new visuals coming soon, new product coming soon. Also got the Sacrifice merch line. It's moving off the shelves. I can't even keep up with it, to be honest with you. So yeah, follow your boy, and we got more to come for you.
Stay tuned. Yo, I'm gonna steal one of Tia's questions though, because she's sleeping right now. What is a GEYZ show like?
Wow.
A GEYZ show. A GEYZ show is I'm very big on crowd participation. I'm very big on drawing in people. I don't participate if I feel like the individuals in the crowd aren't absorbed in the moment. I'm very strategic in the way that I get your attention. And I'm very big and grand. So I guess I would say, like, to take a page from Beyonce, I'm like regular me in everyday life. And then I get on stage and I become GEYZ.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Turn up. Can you do us a favor and crowd surf?
No.
I gotta learn the crowd surfing techniques and perfect them. But you know, maybe one day. Yeah. Maybe one day.
We have some crowd surfing techniques.
Okay.
Yeah. Hands up.
If you check the NBS podcast, they drop the gem. They drop
the hands up.
The handbook to getting a proper to get a,
okay.
off. Yeah.
I gotta check it out.
It's all about lining up the right people in the crowd and
I literally just talked to Knuckles from NBS yesterday, who's in London right now. I just cut a record with him in LA when I was out there a couple weeks ago. So we got some new stuff coming too. So you guys should stay tuned, man.
A lot of
stuff coming. I do.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. So now we know you. This was dope, man. Thanks for coming through. And this will be on iTunes on Thursday. It's also on Stitcher, Google, LFODradio.com.
Yes, sir.
You can follow us at LiveFreeODRadio on Twitter, at LFODRadio everywhere else. If you are an artist, submissions at LFODRadio.com. Send us some records. Keep them clean. We won't play it if it's not. And we're going to get out of here with this new MDOT, because MDOT literally sends us a new record every week. Speaking of work, he's got this joint with Razkas and DJ Stylus. Is called Rap Days. What's up, Tay?
Oh, no, never mind. We can wait till next week.
Okay, so Tayshawn is going to tell you guys something next week. Awesome.